Hare Krishna. This is off the cuff. That means that I have quite a few things to mention, but nothing particularly in relationship to questions devotees have been sending me, and I'm collecting them. The first one is that it's a good thing we did have so much Parikrama recordings. You may have thought it was a little excessive going on for a week, but on Monday morning we had a storm here, the likes of, according to Partha Prabhu and other residents, we've never had before. In about 2 hours, well, devotees had made a calculation, but we had 25 centimeters of rain, which is a lot of rain in 2 hours. The calculation was that overall we had 180,000 cubic meters of water pour on Yuvraja Dam, which was equivalent to the Danube flowing through the valley for 3 seconds. And there was lightning. I didn't really notice that there was so much lightning, but there was. It was also an electrical storm as well as a rainstorm. Good thing it wasn't a hailstorm. We didn't have any hail, so it didn't really damage crops. But it knocked out my internet connection, and that meant I wasn't able to really send anything off to Nandagopa Prabhu in Budapest, and therefore good thing that we had all of these backup Parikrama recordings, which were really, really wonderful. It gave me a really great experience of how to do Parikrama in New Rajadam, because Parikramas I usually do are my own, the ones that I do while writing Nava Raja Mahima, and my taking out the devotees here from the Dham in the mornings or in the evenings. And that's for a limited period of time, an hour, with anyway maybe from 30 or 50 people, taking out 125, 150, sometimes 200 devotees. It's a little different dynamic because the places are close together. They're also sometimes small, smaller than the counterparts in Boma Vrindavan. Distance is much less than those. And having Lokanath Maharaj here was really, really wonderful. His 25 years of Rajamandal Parikrama really showed in terms of his knowing where all the places are. Of course, I'd have to refer to where they are because they're different here. But the pastimes that took place there, it was a real taster for devotees, and they really loved his being here, and we're hoping that he can also come back for next year's Parikrama as well. One real and obvious need is for Parikrama Margs. We only have about a third of a Parikrama Marg for Giridhar. A full Parikrama Marg is needed for that. We do have a Parikrama Marg for Varshana. We have roads, but the roads aren't necessarily always the places that we need to go on. We don't have a Parikrama Marg for Nandagram. And one thing that we really don't have a Parikrama Marg for is for New Vajradham. And that's really something that would be very much needed for devotees who have ever been here. It would be about, if I remember right, somewhere to 6 to 8 kilometers, which would really make, weather permitting, being a really beautiful parikram that devotees can do from Mangalarti, after Mangalarti, to deity greeting. Anyway, this is becoming more talking about parikrama than off the cuff. Here's another topic. Our minister for deity worship, Nrisimha Kavacha Prabhu and his good wife are here. They arrived last night. And they're going to be staying here in Hungary for about 10 days, Budapest and New Bredradam. And they're in New Bredradam right now. And so you can expect some podcasts discussing principles of deity worship, how he sees that going on here in Hungary, as well as other places that he's visited, his assessment of international deity worship, and what improvements can be made. I think that's a very important thing for our devotees to hear. And therefore, I'm going to be interviewing him and discussing these topics with him. Another topic, writing. My writing is going as writing does go, with its ups and downs, but well, because of the amount of time that I'm investing in it. It has certain practical drawbacks. One is that writing 6 hours a day for me, a person who easily becomes excessive in things that he does, I get extremely absorbed in that writing. It reminds me what it's like being in Govardhan and writing 12 to 14 hours a day, absorbed, bordering on obsessive. What does that mean? It means that I dream about the things I write about. It means that I can't go to sleep at night thinking about different things, because I lay down and just about as I'm about to fall asleep, I get some inspiration. I sit up, make a note, write it on my computer. That means I've woken up, I lay down again, and as I'm about to drift off, the same thing happens. It also makes it difficult for me to switch into managerial issues that I'm overseeing, not so much directly involved in, because Gaurishakti Prabhu, is the Yatra president, is dealing with things very, very conveniently. There would be no way that I would be able to do the type of writing and absorption that I'm doing if he wasn't taking that out of my hands. But still, I have to switch over. And it also means that I have to be a little more flexible, go to preaching programs. This afternoon, I have to do a haircutting ceremony for about a half dozen children, which I look forward to, and it's going to be very wonderful. But it still means that I have to make my writing flexible, and writing isn't necessarily flexible. It's just something that, just like I decided I'm going to stop writing at 10 o'clock today, but you can't just stop in the middle of a thought. You can't stop in the middle of a paragraph. And sometimes to wind down thoughts and paragraphs can take from a half an hour to an hour. And something else to do with writing, which I'm going to request listeners to really bear with me, is that doing podcasts, as I'm doing right now, which is sitting and talking for 10 to 15 minutes in Hungarian and English, as well as filling up some of the other things, such as announcements in the news, share it, can take me an hour a day. Somehow or another, I need to save that hour, which means that I'm going to try to make podcasts a byproduct of things that I'm doing anyway. In Hungary, that's not a problem because I'm having some type of conversation, giving some type of class, and bhajan, which I can record and post. Like yesterday in the evening, I went to do a preaching program where I spoke for an hour and a half, and technically that could last for 3-4 postings in Hungarian. In English, unless someone's here like Nrisimha Kavacha Prabhu or some other English guest who I'm interacting with, of course Niranjan Maharaj is here, and we're discussing something that's post-worthy. I have to actually speak something. It takes time. I need to save time, maximize on time, in order to be able to put more and more time into writing. I think some of the absorption, or quote-unquote obsession, may be coming across in this presentation I'm making in my concern for time. So you need to humor me if I'm putting up things that I can sort of record as a consequence of conversations with others and not necessarily deal with either topical issues or answer questions, but it saves time. Another point is that Rath Yatra is coming up. I'm going to be going to Budapest Wednesday evening. Thursday evening we have Rath Yatra dinner. Friday I have a preaching program. Saturday a diploma giving ceremony at the college. Sunday, as I mentioned, is all day Rath Yatra. Another day I'm not going to be writing much, but I'll be depending on Jagannath's mercy to Yogakshema Bahami Aham to fill in on that. And then a good part of that following week I will be spending in Budapest and Kecskemét before coming back again to New Brajadam. This is certainly the place to write about Nava Braja Mahima, although I have to confess on another point that it had crossed my mind that maybe I should go to Govardhan, where I can really sit and write 12 hours a day, or Vrindavan, but it's not going to work. I have other obligations to the devotees, deities, and Hungarian Yatra. There's so many exciting things going on here that I would probably feel guilty going off for that extended period of time. And in conclusion, the Anjan Maharaj is here in bad health. I've got a doctor's appointment with him and taking him to Budapest on Thursday. He's not doing well. So Niranjan Swami disciples and followers out there, my request is to remove burden off him in terms of correspondence, making demands, and so on. He's having difficulty walking right now, having him lay down. His herniated discs are causing problems, as well as sciatica that he has. And so everyone really needs to be patient and considerate in that regard. It's not anything that's critical in the sense of life-threatening, but it is very painful for him, incapacitating, and really making him be unable to do things like even be able to sit at a harmonium and chant, or just even sit comfortably and take prasada. And I'll conclude with that, and we'll continue tomorrow. And all the best to everyone. And oh yes, I heard we had a wonderful Rath Yatra in London last Sunday. My apologies to devotees for keeping Lokanath Maharaj here, and thanks to all of the devotees who helped organize it and make it a wonderful success. Hare Krishna.